Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Business Wars Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase.
From Wondery, I'm David Brown, and this is Business Wars Daily on this Wednesday, December 14th. $168 million. That's what rental car company Hertz Global Holdings will pay to settle disputes with hundreds of customers, the company announced last week. It's a pretty big number. And the reasons behind these claims, those are kind of eye-popping, too. See, it appears that hundreds of people who had paid to rent Hertz vehicles were then targeted by law enforcement who believed the cars were stolen, not rented. This sometimes led to frightening run-ins with authorities, according to the New York Times, and even resulted in jail time for some drivers. Some stints were up to 6 months. The false reports of theft most often fell into one of two types, according to a lawsuit filed in Superior Court in Delaware. In one type, Hertz claimed a car was overdue even though the rental agreement had been extended and paid for. In the other, Hertz would sometimes misplace a car entirely and then claim it was stolen even if it was in a parking lot, or worse, currently being rented. Those reporting errors led to erroneous stolen vehicle claims, thousands of them. In February of this year, Hertz revealed that it had filed around 8,000 stolen vehicle reports per year for the past 4 years. One New Hampshire man rented a Hertz vehicle for his business in 2021 and extended and paid for his rental agreement several times. He was stopped by the police, who towed the car, but was still charged in full for the rental. Then he was indicted, unbeknownst to him, by prosecutors who said they were acting on Hertz's police report, according to CBS News. That led to him being arrested while on a Caribbean cruise and spending 2 weeks in a Florida jail. Charges against him were finally dropped this past October. And now it appears they'll be for hundreds of others as well. In a statement, Hertz chief executive Stephen Scherr said, quote, "My intention is to lead a company that puts the customer first. In resolving these claims, we are holding ourselves to that objective," end quote. He went on to say that he believed Hertz would recover a meaningful portion of the settlement amount from its insurance carriers and that it would be paid in full by the end of the year. Not a great look, to be sure, for Hertz, which filed for bankruptcy in 2020 and appeared to come out the other side last year. But it's not the only rental company paying out the big bucks for this questionable behavior. This past September, Avis Budget Car Rental agreed to pay $34 million to settle claims that it had failed to purchase liability insurance, as promised, in rental contracts. The company, with brands including Avis, Budget, Zipcar, and more, allegedly promised to purchase a $1 million supplemental insurance policy to cover Florida renters who were not U.S. citizens. But Avis never purchased this insurance, therefore violating the terms of its contract and Florida law. Under the terms of the settlement, class members can receive between $6 and $7 per day that they rented a vehicle from Avis, according to top class actions. Well, it's not nothing. Both rental giants must be hoping that this holiday season brings tidings of comfort and joy and not more lawsuits. In the meantime, Hertz and Avis are coughing it up to try and right some very public wrongs. From Wondery, this is Business Wars Daily. I'm your host, David Brown, written and produced by Jessica Yarmoski. Our executive producers are Tina Rubio and Marshall Lee. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Business Wars Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
If you travel, you know when it comes to love.
See you soon.
Can't wait.
The sky is no limit. You know with your Delta Amex card, being oceans apart means meeting in Aruba. And booking award travel with your card means saving 15% on Delta flights. You know kissing under the bridge of sighs guarantees eternal love. Because you're the long-distance lovebirds. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Take off 15 discount not applicable to partner-operated flights or taxes and fees. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/you know.